This week, there's been a new approach to nuclear fusion has been given the go-ahead near Oxford. Now, nuclear fusion is what powers the sun, and it involves smashing nuclei of light elements together like hydrogen. So they fuse together and releasing a huge amount of energy, which is different from conventional nuclear power, which involves splitting up large atoms to reduce energy and producing lots of radioactive byproducts. The problem with fusion is that you've got to get these nuclei close enough together, so you need to give them huge amounts of energy so they'll react. Now, one way of doing this, which has been funded a few months ago, is to confine them using magnetic fields, which ITER, which is a big project which got billions and billions of dollars recently, billions and billions of euros.
It's going ahead, isn't it? Are they actually going to do that?
And that's sort of, you can find them magnetically, you make them very hot, and then hopefully some of them react and you get energy out. Now, Professor Mike Dunn has got a slightly different approach. His idea is to get a very little there's a lump of frozen hydrogen.
Can you get frozen hydrogen?
If you get it cold enough, it'll freeze. You've got to get it sort of about maybe 4 degrees above absolute zero, 4 or 5 degrees above absolute zero. So really quite chilly, but you can freeze it.
Yeah.
And then hit it with a load of really, really, really powerful lasers. They've been doing that before in America. So you hit it with loads of powerful lasers, then the stuff on the outside evaporates and that pushes the central stuff in. So it gets really, really hot and really, really compressed.
I get it. So as the stuff on the outside zips away trying to evaporate, it actually squashes the stuff in the middle harder.
Yep.
And you hope hard enough to cram the nuclei together so they want to start fusing.
Yeah, this is a lot of the way a nuclear bomb, a hydrogen bomb works. So you fuse them together, and because the density is much higher than in the magnetically confined one, even though it's only hot enough for billionth of a second, you can still get a lot of energy.
Sounds
out.
A bit dangerous, though, in Oxford, making a miniature hydrogen bomb.
But it's so small that the energy, you know, the energy released is never going to be too much.
But well, why is that useful to mankind then?
Well, the idea is that then you can get energy out. If you can use this energy, then you can make electricity out of it, and we don't have. And it doesn't produce any not fossil fuels. It's not like burning fossil fuels. It doesn't produce
just
any carbon
neutral. Bugs,
so it's
basically
carbon neutral, and it's much less radioactive than normal nuclear power.
But how would you refuel that? Because if you've got this tiny bit of hydrogen and it goes pop, doesn't that mean you've got to reset the whole system? Isn't that really...
Well, basically, he wants to use solid-state lasers, like the ones using laser pointers, to hit it. And he's using...
It's a big laser
pointer.
The
clever thing he wants to do, because other people have done similar things, is to hit it with two laser pulses, one fairly long, powerful one, and a very, very, very short, quite much less powerful one, which actually triggers the fusion. So you get it small, and then you hit it really hard, and it triggers it.
And what would you do? Have some system of being able to put a new bead in front of
it? You just sort of keep dropping beads in from the top, and you hit them with a laser as they drop
past.
And
how do you get the energy out again?
Most of it comes out in neutrons, unfortunately. So you'd have to have a big blanket or something like lithium, which would then absorb the energy and get hot, and that boils water.
And that does the next stage of
extracting
energy.
And it also has the advantage of producing more fuel from you later.
Okay, well, let's hope it works. Well, when are they actually going to start building this, or is this on paper at the moment?
They're talking about building it in the next sort of 10 years, and then maybe sort of 10 or 20 year timescale, being able to possibly build a commercial reactor.
Well, let's hope it works.